Kacey Musgraves is a singer-songwriter in her mid-20s who's just released a new album called Same Trailer, Different Park that has reached number one on the Billboard Country Album chart. Musgraves has had success in Nashville as a songwriter. She's co-written hits for Miranda Lambert and Kenny Chesney, and another of her songs, Undermine, has been featured prominently on the country music TV drama Nashville. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Musgraves' new collection.
Woke up on the wrong side of rock bottom. You're all out of pennies and the well it done run dry. You'd light them up and smoke them if you had them, but you just ain't got them. Ain't we always looking for a bluer sky?
Kacey Musgraves is something of an anomaly. A Texas native in her mid-20s, her music slots most easily into the contemporary country category, but the work she co-writes with a variety of collaborators is really a throwback to an earlier era of singer-songwriters as much influenced by rock and folk as by country. There's a reason why, in a recent New York Times profile, she expressed her greatest admiration for the work of John Prine, no one's idea of a country star. Like Prine, Musgraves identifies as working class and rural, even though she's comfortable in urban settings. And she makes her money from a Nashville industry leery of the kind of blunt or racy or generally loose-lipped chatter that she hammers into verse.
If you save yourself from marriage, you're a bore. If you don't save yourself from marriage, you're a horrible person. If you won't have a drink, then you're a prude. But they'll call you a drunk as soon as you down the first one. If you can't lose the weight, then you're just fat. But if you lose too much, then you're on crack. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. So you might as well just do whatever you want. So make lots of noise.
That's Follow Your Arrow, a song about going your own way. Its recitation of the small-mindedness of small-town life is typical of her material. One reason she strikes some folks in Nashville as a fresh voice is that she's here to remind people in the 21st century that a big chunk of the country she knows best hasn't moved on from or has regressed back to the moral strictures of the 50s, or even further if you want to thump a Bible. She also makes vivid the kind of lives her subjects lead. Where other country artists fill stadiums by giving their fans reasons to escape from their 9-to-5s, Musgraves brings some poetry to cigarette breaks, double shifts, and fading dreams.
Between a lunch and dinner rush, Kelly caught that outbound bus for Vegas. And we're all out here talking trash, making bets, lips wrapped around our cigarettes. She always thought she was too good to be a waitress. We all say that we'll quit someday. When a ship comes in, we'll just sail away. We'll just blow smoke.
That's Blowin' Smoke, co-written, as many songs on her new album are, by Musgraves and her co-producers Shane McAnally and Luke Laird. So far, Kacey Musgraves' biggest hit is a song called Merry-Go-Round, a complex and sophisticated construct meant to convey directness and simplicity. Over a shuffle beat with just enough banjo to rusticate things, Musgraves sings a litany of the traps, emotional, material, addictions, that keep people from ever escaping the hemmed-in small-town lives they lead. Add Musgraves' small but firm voice delivering the striking image, "Just like dust we settle in this town," and working in another one that gives her album its title, Same Trailer, Different Park, well, This song was built to be played on the radio in about 1985.
If you ain't got two kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. And it don't matter if you don't believe. Come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart. Same trailer, different.
Commentators have seized upon Musgraves as a contrast to Taylor Swift. I'm not into pitting one woman against another, so I'll just say that Musgraves is an alternative world Taylor Swift, an intelligent composer and performer at the start of what I hope is a long career of making both her core audience and other open-minded listeners sit up and take notice when a delicate voice performer describes difficult lives without sentimentality or coyness.
Ken Tucker reviewed Kacey Musgraves' new hit album, Same Trailer, Different Park. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org, and you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.
Glass house. You probably think you're too good to take the trash out. Well, are you dumb or are you blind? Cause it's a real fine line between telling a joke and turning the knife. Don't wreck my reputation. Let me wreck my own. Step off.